This Chodesh Iyar is an amazing month because every single day of the month we have a mitzvah, the mitzvah Sfiras HaEmer. So every single, that's what we're talking about today. What is Sfiras HaEmer? And that can we always speak practically down to practical life, not just talking about it scholastically and understanding high in Yonah, but understand it in a practical level. So first of all, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, Mashcheini Acharecha Nerutzah. I'm sure you heard this Pasuk many times. Where the Eden say, Mashcheini Acharecha, pull me after you, Hashem, Nerutzah, and then we will run. You notice, Mashcheini is single, and Nerutzah is plural. And so the question is, why doesn't it say both plural, both singular? And this is really a good passage to remember what Sfiras HaEmer is all about. Because when the Eibushim took us out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem saved us from Avdus L'Cheirus, He whipped us out of Mitzrayim very quickly, where something came from above, and there was a present, something that we didn't really earn. We had a Muna, we tackled, we had an Aveda, but we weren't yet refined. In a sense, we have a Yetzer Tov, a Yetzer Hara, we have a Neshama, and we have a Yetzer Hara, a Nefesh HaBamos. So our job from going out of Mitzrayim, disconnecting from Pari and all the Stuma and just going towards Har Sinai, we then have 49 days to prepare ourselves. So it comes to Nerutzah. So we run. Not only my Nefesh HaKis runs, not only the Jewish child runs to Hashem, but also the Gashmis of a person runs. We have to develop. All the Sfira is about Tosfartim Lachem, it's about counting, but the Sfira also has the meaning of Sipur, to make shiny. Tosfartim Lachem Sapir, to make shiny, efficiency, to refine his Midas. To take his midas that are coarse and behemoth-like, and turn them around, they should become human-like. And that's exactly why the Eimer, the carbon that we brought, everything fits together. The Eimer that we brought in the Beis HaMikdash, from Sa'at Chum Machas HaShabbos, when do we start counting? The second day after Pesach. Why? Because the first day Hashem is pulling us out of Mitzrayim. Now we start working. So we start counting the seven midas a person has. And every single midah, we are refining it. Which carbon did we bring? We brought a carbon Eimer, Sfiras HaEmer. The Sfiras carbon Eimer is unique in that it was only brought from barley, right? Every other carbon was always brought from wheat. The only carbon you had from barley was carbon Seita, was also barley, because both we're taking from a behemoth and we're bringing it to the Shteh Alechem, and the Shavuos, we're going to bring a carbon Shteh Alechem, Hashem Mashiach is coming. And we have the Beis HaMikdash, and they will be able to bring the. There was a special Eimer, a special mincha that we brought on Shavuos, which was the Shtei Lechem. We took wheat, we made two breads out of it, two shlitzel challis. That wasn't exactly like that, but it was two special challis, and we brought it up with two karbonis. The challah never got onto the mizbech. The challah was chametz, right? And no other carbon. There was never, everything was always matzah. There was no chametz, right? Not allowed to bring chametz to Hashem. But here's how it works. Because we find that Pesach, we couldn't touch any chametz because chametz would bring us down. Chametz is yashis. Chametz is gaiva. Chametz is the seisha beisa, is the yetzahara. So when we're starting out, we can't have any connection to it. Then, as we refine ourselves, we get stronger, become more human, and so barley is food of a behemoth, and wheat is food of a person, of an adam, and that's why we go from being a behemoth to being a person. So there's a There's once a rabbi speaking to somebody else, and he wanted to bring out this idea how you're supposed to change the behemoth within you. So he asks, I'm telling you, when a wagon driver, you know, there used to be wagon drivers with horses, two horses, three horses, right? Four horses. So there's a wagon driver behind the horses getting him to go. So yes, this guy told me when the wagon driver whips, when the person whips the horse starts running. Why does he start running for? Is he running because he wants to add a danger, doesn't want to get hit again? Or he runs because he wants to get to wherever the wagon driver wants to go. So the guy says, what are you asking me for? I'm not a wagon driver. So he said, I'm not asking the beginner wagon driver, I'm asking the beginner a behemoth. Why does the behemoth? That's one of these jokes. The idea is every person has a behemoth in them. And every person has a behemoth, and you wonder, why does a person move? Is he moving because he wants to get out of danger? Is he moving because he wants to do what the attacker, what Adam and Shabbat wants to do? Does he want to get, is he attacking doing what Hashem wants because the behemoth wants to stay out of trouble? Or does he want to move because he wants to do what the Eibishter, the Hakisei, is asking him to do? So around this, I wanted to discuss this. What is this sweetest? What does it mean refining yourself? And what does it mean to reach from a behemoth? So that's Meshchina Acherecha Nerutza. Meshchina Acherecha Nerutza means that you're saying Nerutza. Why is it Losh Rabbi? Why is it plural? Because after the person starts going closer to Hashem and he realizes he's not just getting closer to Hashem because he wants to stay out of trouble, he's going to Hashem because he wants to get connected to Hashem. He's actually wants to do the will of the King. So what does he do? He becomes like a person. Now he can bring a carbon from wheat. And that's what's Nerutza. Not only the Nefesh of the Kis, not only the Jew, the Yiddish and the Shama that wants to go out of Mitzrayim, it's also the Yiddish Gashmu, the Yiddish Guf, the total person, and that's why his dual is double. So here we see that a person, a Yid, is described as Nerutza, dual, because we are dual people. We have within us a Neshama that wants to connect to Hashem, and we have in us a Behemah. And the Behemah wants to do what Behemah things like to do. Sometimes worse than what the behemoth wants to do. And the neshama wants to do, the Eibishter wants to do. So Sfiras HaEimah teaches us, we have an Avodah, which is called Sfiras HaEimah, to count every midah, and then to sap it, and to refine it, and make that not only the neshama goes out of Mitzrayim, but also the totality of the person, also his goof, his physical being, also wants to become one with Hashem, because that's what Hashem really wants. Hashem wants to have, we should make a mishkan, we should make a dwelling place in this world. Hashem wants us to take physical things and bring Hashem into our homes. So why is it 49? It's 49 because there are seven main middos. Maybe you heard this many times. I want to go this over very generally, because we don't need to go specifically, because every single day is supposed to work in it. The seven midas in the person, every person has seven midas, which is chesed and gevura, or av and yira. Chesed and gevura is the way it's lemaila, then av and yira is our emotions of av. Av brings us to like something that was beneficial to us. We run to something because we feel that we can get something from there. Yira, we stay away from things that can hurt us, things that are awesome. When we think about Hashem, we have Hashem with Kechem Chol Levavcha, Chol Nashcha, Meidecha. We serve Hashem with both. Chol Levavcha, it means Levavcha, right? Two basin. We say with Av and say with Yid. So Chesed and Gevura are the primary midos of a person has. From there goes to Teferes. Teferes means when a person wants something, he wants to do it in a beautiful way, he wants to serve Hashem first in a beautiful way. Netzach means victory. Victory means he wants to overcome any obstacles from him gaining it, because as a person goes and trying to refine himself, the Yitzhar will try to stop him, and his job is to have the midas and netzach to overcome it. And hoyd is netzach is for ava, and hoyd is the same idea of netzach for you. And then you have yisoy, the connection with midas, the machos, to actually getting it done. So these are your seven midas. Each midas has a scholars, has a union of every other seven. So it's seven times seven. So yeah, so to bring out this point, you have, when you count Sfiras HaEimah every night, most of them have a specific sphere attached to it. So you start at Chesed Sheba Chesed, Gevura Sheba Chesed. If you notice, Chesed is the primary. And then every single day, we add Chesed, pure Chesed. Then we have Gevura Sheba Chesed. What's Gevura Sheba Chesed? For example, let's give a little taste. A father wants to give his child chesed. Father's more chesed. But a father realizes if he won't give something that's dangerous to his child, even though let's say it's a candy, or let's say it's a dangerous thing, he won't give it to his child because he realizes he's acting kindly, but this will hurt his child. So you need gevura sheba chesed to contain the chesed to go the right way. And then you keep on going. Gevura sheba chesed, tefera sheba chesed, you keep on going. Then you go into the second week, which is gevura. Gevura, actually, the Isha is more on the Gevura side, because Gevura doesn't mean strength and punishment. Gevura means taking everything and bringing it into its place. Say that, like a mother develops a child every single detail. So a mother is really Gevura, in the sense she wants everything to be set in order, not something before, not something later. So what is what a mother will have chesed shel gevura? Sometimes she will give something to a child. The child's crying. Give him the milk. Give him the candy. Give him that. She will let go. But that's called chesed shel gevura, even though it's not really good to the person. So this is the constant. This is the constant refinement that we do. Now we're up to Teferes. Again, chesed shel Teferes. How we do Teferes and each one itself. What does this teach us? This teaches us that it's not a total everything or nothing. Every single midah has to be worked on. Every single midah could be worked on, and we can actually change ourselves. Maybe we can't do all 49, but we can identify certain areas in our midahs, and we can say to ourselves, you know, we can change. It doesn't have to be either I'm a perfect person with all 49 days, or I can say, In the battle with the Yetzer Hara, we have two pathways. One pathway is called the Skafia. We overcome the Yetzer Hara. We don't listen to it. Then we have the Sapta, which is the same, but we turn it around. We make the Yetzer Hara also want to do what the Yetzer Hara wants to do. It doesn't mean you have to become a perfect tzaddik the first year you're starting. It means every single day you have a specific aspect of a midah. You should focus and see where you can take that midah and the Sapta and refine it to make sure that not only your nefesh of the kiss, not only your neshama is getting closer to Hashem, but also your totality of you as a person, which brings us to the conversation that everybody always talks about. What is midas? And today, I want to bring it down to practical application in the sense that everybody today is busy with emotional health, mental health. And if you listen to the last 10 minutes, what we're talking about, you can clearly see that the world of emotions, the world of emotional health is very, very clearly in the realm of Tatum. There's many Sephardim speak about it. Our Aveda is to change our midas. That's what every year from Pesach to Shavuos, we set aside time to take things that we identify as being more behemoth, more animalistic, more things that doesn't bring us any happiness as a person, because a person is only happy when he's a person, a yid. And we're charged to change that, and that's the way we get the simplest kind of looking for. That's the way we're fulfilling our purpose in life. This is what they've been charged to do. And when you say the Beis HaMikdash, they brought a carbon Omer of Bali. What does that mean? They just said, recognize it. You just finished Pesach, you're going out of Golos, you're freeing yourself from Pari, and you're now in the level of dealing with base problems, Midas Rois. So I'm going to give you Keich, the Eibush says to every single year, I'm going to give you Keich now, to work on your emotions, work on your midas, and then by the time you get to Shavuos, you will be bringing a carbon of shtei lechem. You'll be a carbon of wheat, of a person. You'll develop yourself into a person. Obviously, when someone reaches his potential, who he really is as a person, that's the biggest simcha you can have, feeling completed, that you do it. Not perfect, maybe, but that's Hashem gives you more life. It gives you another year to live. But every year, we're working on our midas. Now, think about it this way. When we take, in order to refine our midas, where do we take our direction from? What are midas? Midas are kas, gaiva, chnifa. English, in the English for this, or yes, yeah, so what's it called? Jealousy, like sachmet. I want to bring down a few pieces over here. We clearly see in a very practical way that Hashem does help us to identify the midas we have and gives us the ways how to change it. So let's start out simply with Chavis Halavavis. We learn every single week, we learn Shabbat Tachon. Shabbat Tachon is a part in the Sefer called Chavis Halavavis. Chavis Halavavis, the name itself, Chavis Halavavis teaches you the whole thing. Chavis Halavavis, word Chav means obligation. And Lavavis means a heart. What is a heart? Heart, you think a heart is a physical muscle that pumps blood? No. We say heart, you mean midas. We see midas, you mean emotions. So 1,200 years ago, Rabbeinu Chaya, the Hashem does a big favor, and he wrote a sefer to codify and write down all the chokhmah, all the wisdom of Torah from Har Sinai in a way that we can understand it, understand ourselves, to have a good life, to have good healthy emotions. As Yidden. Now, when you say the word Chavis Halavavis, it means Hashem wants us to have a good heart. Hashem wants us to refine our midas. So if Hashem wants to define Amidus, obviously he's going to tell us how to do it. How does Hashem know how to define Amidus? Hashem creates us. Hashem knows exactly. And then we take into account, both. We have to take into account, we have the way the Nefesh HaLikis understands it. And we have to take it also the way the Nefesh HaBamas understands things. Where does Midas come from? Emotions. This is a basic question you have to ask yourself. Talk about Midas. Where's Midas come from? Midas comes from Seichel, your understanding. What you understand, I'm talking about as far as a person, Nefesh HaLikis is like that, and the Nefesh HaBamas is the other way. A person has a head, a person has a heart. Your midas, healthy midas, midas that are real, that the midas Hashem wants us to acquire, our midas come from Seichel, from understanding the greatness of Hashem. We have Avos Hashem. We understand the greatness of Hashem. We have Yiras Hashem. We have Ofer Hashem. So if we train ourselves that our midas should be coming from our understanding, Chochma Bina Das, that the totality of a person is 10. Three parts of your seichel, three parts of your understanding, seven parts of your midas. So when Hashem says to us, refine your midas, how are we going to refine the midas? And the answer is, we are going to learn about seichel, the greatness of Hashem, the greatness of a yid. We're going to learn about how we work, what comprises our nefesh, and then we can have a healthy midah that's controlled by the brain of this person. What makes a person different than an animal? His brain. He has a seichel. I'll give the marshal of a horse driver and the horses. It's very real. A horse can take a person to places he can't walk himself that faster. Many horses get him even faster. But if a person is controlling the horse, then he'll take him where he wants to go. If you let go, and you let the horses, they listen to the body, listen to the with how the horses want to take you, you'll wind up in places you never wanted to go. Go off a cliff. What's that? This mamish a good marshal. So we have within ourselves midas. And we have to know we have within ourselves the nefesh habamis. That's the whole thing of svidah. And we have to take the seichel of Torah, the understanding of chachma, to create the midah avah. We want to have, every person wants to have a midah of avah. So you can use the midah of avah to love Hashem. How you get me out to love Hashem? By understanding the greatness of Hashem. Hashem's goodness. If you look at the, actually as I say, Chibs of Avos is built. The first he gets a Shabbat, and then he talks about the greatness and goodness of Hashem. So learn it, understand it. And that will give you the midah of Ava or Yiras Hashem. And then Tiferes. And then Netzach will be able to overcome everything that tries to stop you. How does Nefesh HaBamis work? The Nefesh HaBamis works the opposite. Like a behemoth. A behemoth is very instinctive. A behemoth doesn't have to understand why something is good. It likes a piece of grass, or a person likes the steak, likes the good food. It doesn't have to go to school and understand the greatness of a good meal. You, because a behemoth is more live. It's all about emotion. And the seichel is only there to serve him. The seichel is his emotions don't come from understanding anything. He has an attraction to it. The seichel is only there to serve the emotion, how to get it. How to make it bigger. The more mature you get, the more that emotion begets. And that's why you can see the difference between a able to create an Adam with the head is on top of the heart, because by a nefesh of the kiss, by a person where we're supposed to be, the godly soul is the head is above the heart, because the heart, the mind controls the heart. And by an animal, it's the other way. The animal, the horse, the head, and the heart is always on the same level, because the heart, the mind is not controlling your heart. Practically speaking, this is very important. When a person is going through a hardship in life, when a person is struggling with something and his emotions are taking him over, understanding this few minutes that we spoke about, and stop a second, just stop a second. Where is the emotion coming from? Why do I have this emotion? And knowing that Hashem says to us, that your mind can control your emotion, you dig in, you get that kayach that Abraham gives you, and you control your emotion. And if you can't control emotion, you learn a little more, or you daven to Hashem to give you the strength. That's what says in Tanya. Daven to Hashem to give you the strength of Kadosh, because Hashem created you that way, knowing that. And that's what it means. We're not just talking generally speaking. You're not just talking, well, Tanya says you could. And other people say emotion controls you. That's not correct. Tanya does identify that there are those that emotions control them. Who are they? They Tzahara. The difference between the Tzadik and the Chacham and the Rosh is the Chacham is his emotions are controlled by his. Does a Chacham not enjoy life? Does a Chacham not have the emotions of Ava and the emotions of Yira? I have a perfect story. I've shared the story many times. I think it's a good story to bring this out in a very, very stark place. This little thing I just shared with you, Mamish came to life. There was a guy there. He was a sheikh. What do you call these guys? He was the leader of a group of Muslims. And they prayed every day. And they prayed not three times a day, they prayed five times a day. House of Shem. And he watched me pray. And it seemed like he, I was sitting in the living, whatever, and it seemed like he was interested in what I'm doing also. Just on a side note, a few of these guys came over. He never got his people to get fight with me. He never told them to go hurt me, which was a chesed from Hashem. And I remember when 4 guys came over to me. What is the Jews doing with the Philistines? With the Philistines? What is it? I said, what do I have with the Philistines? I'm here, you're there. Anyways, he wanted to know how come the Jews are in Israel. So I said, let me ask you a question. When the Jews came out of, who took the Jews out of Egypt? You know, they know right away because God took the Jews out of Egypt. Even they believe that. Where did he take them? Take them to Mount Sinai. Wonderful. After Mount Sinai, where you take them? And then he hits them, where I was going to. He took them to Israel. I made a little map. I said, took a hair, right? I brought it down, not just thing. I took a pen and paper.
Visual.
Yeah. I said, yeah, it's not Philistine. This is Israel. God gave it to us. What are you busy fighting with us for? That's a good question. I got to find the answer. I waited 8 years. 2, 3, 4 times this happened. And with them all, they stopped coming to me with questions because they were told, don't ask any questions. So they're going to show them. But he never preached the problem to his benefit. I got it, but they received it, so good, Kaylee. But it happened over there in this place. There was a big room in the center of this whole building. And if you can visualize this, there was like 10, 15, I don't know how many tables. I never really counted. There was a bunch of tables. They couldn't house everybody. And there was a bunch of screens on the walls around. And the guy sat a whole day watching the screen. So the visual, anybody can see. And the audio came through a transistor radio. You had to buy it. And FM stations on the walls. I guess each station get a different show for a different thing. It was actually fun to watch a bunch of people with headsets. Seriously, start laughing with them. It was like I'm sure going was episode. So he came. They started. Then they came up with not the FM radio. They started selling MP3 player. The MP3 player wasn't with a screen. It was a regular stick. You can put it into the computer. Had a computer. A computer room that just send out the text message. It wasn't with the email. You couldn't get onto the internet. But you can go into the computer and start to make a lot of money. You sell these guys an MP3 player, and then he downloads songs, and they charge him $1, $2, make a cash over 200,000 prisoners, customers, captive customers, 200,000 captive customers, and they must buy only from you. And they're buying 100 songs a person. Make a cash, how much money people are making here. And these guys had a lot of songs, not 100, some guys had 1,000 songs, depending on each had the money. I never bought one, didn't need it, right? Who knew about this? I had the guy that I was with must have given over this information. He comes over to me one day in this computer room in front of a few of his guys, and he says to me, "Hey, Rabbi, I heard you're not buying MP3 players." And I said to him, I didn't want to get into it because over there, these conversations don't lead you to any good. But like I said, he was not an antagonist. I got to answer him. I said, yeah, I'm not buying one. Why not? He asked me. So I said to him, listen, they have my body in prison, but I'm not giving you my soul. It's Mamish, if you listen to what we were talking about, Satan Lacham, this is Mamish. He said, what are you talking about? So I had no choice. I made a little fabrengen over there. We sat down to talk. And I explained them that when we have lyrics, songs, what are you, it's not just music. You're hearing words or somebody's pumping into your head. Chachamah, being that I was pumping your head, they go see your heart. So they're afraid of something, they believe in something, they aspire to be something, and none of that is what I want to be. I'm Jewish. I don't want to be like that, like them. So if I'm going to be listening to this music, right, your seichel affects your midas. That's the knock into your head. You see from many, many different svarim. According to your deal, what you know, that's where your heart gets pulled to. You want to pull your heart somewhere. Learn about it. So I said to him, I can't. So that's why I'm not buying it. Oh, he liked it very much. He made an announcement to his people over there. It seems like he was preaching to them not to buy it either. And he says, okay, guys, I'm not buying one either. You have now a championship between the rabbi and the Muslim guy who can hold out without an MP3 better. A few weeks later, I see he's sitting in a chair, and he does have an MP3 player, and he's listening to it. So obviously, I didn't go ask him any questions because he was bigger and stronger than me, obviously. But I was just staying there, and I was watching. I like to learn. I like to understand. Look, I was already there. This was the fourth or fifth year that I was there. So I was there, let's say 4 years, take a lower number even. This guy couldn't hold out 4 weeks, and I'm holding out four years. I want to understand, where does the kayak come from? Take me a big shot and say, oh, you see, that's a lie. Because everybody knows the strengths, everybody knows the weaknesses. It's hard not to fall into what everybody else is doing. It's hard not to fall into the argument. You want to, whatever they say. Not silly things. But the MS is, watching it, I'm a Yid, he's a Goy. This is exactly what I'm talking about. I am a Yid and I have an Neshama. Every person has to have midas. Every person has to have feelings. Every person has more feelings. Everybody has to have a timing. Everybody has to have a pleasure that they have the pleasure. You can't just force yourself to do something because just force is you're going to give up for a week or two. Like Netzach. The midas on Netzach is force. You overcome victory. But before you get to Netzach, you have to have this Aved, Chesed, and Gvura before to be in Manasseh. You have to keep on building up the Aved and Yidda to have the Netzach to do it. So I am a Yid, I have a Neshama. I can't, when I say to myself, I'm not watching any shows. I'm not watching anything. I'm watching news. I'm not having no contact with, or no understanding of going to understand because I want to understand my life where Hashem teaches me my life. So I just denied myself something in a place where I replace it with. And the answer is, because I'm a Yid, I can replace it with Torah. I can replace it. I can find the Geshmak and learning about Gemara. I can find Geshmak and saying a Kapitel Tillim. I can find the Geshmak and helping another Yid. I have emotions. And I can express my emotions. Very healthy. But my job is to express my emotions that are not necessarily kiss emotions. And my job also is not to express those emotions. And that's part of what people will talk about, emotions. Which emotion are you talking about? Are you talking about emotion of chavis and rovis, the emotion Hashem wants you to have? Or are you talking about those emotions that a person has that Hashem wants them to eradicate? Hashem wants us to identify which emotions is kas and gaiva, and which emotions are no good for us, because kas and gaiva ultimately will hurt us physically. A person who's a kas doesn't have a life. A person who has a gaiva is having disorder. It's not just if he's spiritual or physical. A yid can't have a good life unless he lives the life of his neshama physically. B, another guy sitting over there, he says he's not watching no more. No watching. So what do you do? He cut himself off from a pleasure and he can't continue. He needed to say he gave in. So using this, I just want to finish off over here. I want to read for you. I'm going to say it outside, and you can find it inside on your. In Chavis Halavav, he writes like this: "V'yadaiti das bruda ki Chavis ha'ivarim le'tishlamna ki'im berotz na'leiv." The Chavis, a person will not get himself doing the actions unless he has the rotz in the leiv, and Chavis ha'nefesh, he has the desire from his nefesh to do them. The Tavis libeinu lifeleisam. And that's why, in order to make sure that your actions are going to be the way you want to be, if you want to make sure the actions of your children are the way you want them to be, you have to put a focus on making sure the lev is healthy. The Yiddish way healthy. Because that's what prompts in many lists of many psukim. David still wants to have Yira. David still wants you to love again. David still wants you not to have jealousy, not to have the revenge, not to hate you. You're not allowed to hate your fellow Yid. It's not a matter. Nobody will think about eating chazer, but hating somebody is like that. You know, this is a chichba vavacha, it's a laugh. Don't go after your heart and after your eyes. Don't constrict your heart from giving tzedakah. And the pasuk he kara ve'lecha davim ma'id b'fichu v'vachas says he uses the pasuk in Devarim that the Eibusha says don't say Teira is far from you. Don't say Teira is something you can't do. Who can do this? It's not for our generation. Teira is ma'id ki kara ve'lecha davim ma'id b'fichu v'vachas la'seisei. You can do it. Actually, the Tanya uses this pasuk and he builds a whole explanation how to you could understand how it's kariv to you and the basic thing he explains is when we know we have a neshama and we know we have teichas hanefesh and we know we have a seichel and we have a heart then we have natural love to Hashem. We have to reveal the natural love the same way the havdol does a behemoth has natural love to gashmis. We have a natural love to Davish. So we have to use our seichel to reveal that natural love and this is this is how you bring out when we talk about today in the search for emotional health. I know my wife is making this course. Okay, everybody, not everybody, many people are consumed with this discussion. So I say, start out with the name of a safe that everybody has in the library. For somebody to come up with this idea that emotions are not in the realm of Teda, it's wild. It's worse than wild. It's pashut blatantly false. Eden have been working on our emotions since Hasinai. Pirkei Avos is built on Midas Teda. And we start Pirkei Avos, Meishu Kibul Teda Misinai. Why do we start with that Mishnah? The Farshim explained to teach us. When we talk about niceness, it's not because we decided it's nice. It's Kibul Teda Misinai. So Hashem wants us to have healthy emotions. Hashem wants us to squash unhealthy emotions. And the Rambam, Hichas Deis. I get that enough time over here for anything. But in Hichas Deis, the Rambam brings out a list of emotions that comes from the Yetzer Hara, not from somebody did something to him. And he says, for example, people have angry, pride, spendthrift, cruel, depressed, or merciful. All these different emotions. How do you heal them? Right at the beginning of the Rambam. And he goes to hold the Chazdeus and he says, and if you want to know, go to a Chacham a Talmud Chacham, and he'll explain you how to have a healthy heart, how to have Midas Davis, and how to stay away from those things and finally, last week's parasha really gives a very good insight to this whole thing, and it's a very practical application. Last week's parasha, we learned about the signs of kosher animals, kosher fish, kosher birds, and kosher creepy crawlies. You know, the creepy crawlies are kosher also. If anybody likes them, we have a path on Monday. Not kosher grasshoppers. Does anybody have a flavor for it? I don't know. Okay, yeah. But a kosher behemoth everybody likes, and I was with my father in this kosher behemoth business for a while. So I learned what the behemoth looks like also, externally and internally. Interestingly enough, looking back, you can talk about it. Baruch Hashem, we lived there almost 18 years, and we weren't impressed by the outside world. We're hoping that we impressed the outside world. Baruch Hashem, we built a nice community. We had a whole shul. Our children grew up over there. It's a pillar, like Yaakov by Lovin. You don't have to be affected by the Yetzer Hara. If you follow the way the Eibusha teaches you about yourself, your strengths and your weaknesses, and follow it, you'll see. You'll be happy right where you are. So what are the signs of a kosher behemoth? I want to give you three little lessons. And I think in these three lessons, you'll see how to take the svartam lachem, how to take this idea of polishing of midas in a very practical way. The first thing of a kosher animal is it chews its food. It swallows, it spits it up, and it eats again. What is the lesson? Why is chewing your food over and over a sign of kashrus? Because actually, on a Talmudic scale, there's a whole discussion if the sign that is kosher makes the animal kosher, or the sign that's kosher is just telling you it's kosher. And the difference would be if an animal is bought without that sign. But whichever way you want to go with it, the two signs of kosher animals is if animal chews over its food, and the second one, it has split feet. You ever see a hoof of an animal? You ever make pachah, gala? No. Oh. You get it cut up a little bit, but it comes from the foot, if it's a good one. And the foot is like this. If you saw this 1,500-pound animal, 1,500-pound animal, it's walking on tippy toes. Mamash HaZeh. You're walking on these two hoofs. What is the lesson? First of all, let's talk about chewing a cud. An animal goes and eats food. It's a new piece of food. It doesn't swallow. A kosher sign is you don't swallow it right away. You chew it over. Before you swallow it, before you internalize what you just got, stop, chew it over, make sure it's for you. And I want to use a few examples because this is a person, the gay, the mice. There's a thing called here today, it's called AI. Popular AI used to be internet with search engines. Now there's a new magefa called AI. What's AI? I'm not sure myself. I'm not sure about having it because I want to keep kosher. But my children tell me, daddy is like a tremendous thing, blah, 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 blah. Right? AI has no intelligence. It tells you right there, it's artificial. What's artificial about it? It takes information that is fed on this massive pool of information, and you're leaving somebody to gather this information and give you an answer. Now, if you're asking it mathematics, if you want to build a rocket ship to get to the moon, go ahead, we'll use it. But if you're talking about nefesh, if you're talking about midas, if you're talking about Adam or Behemoth, they have to be very careful. Because you never, if you're talking about mitzvahs, if you're talking about anything in the world of Seder, you ask it a question, there's anything, but some things out about food, about it'll pick up information from places you would never open up. And you may not even know about it. So somebody tells me, some platforms have Madam Akemis. It tells you, who's looking at Madam Akemis? Madam Akemis means it tells you where it gets it from. And what happens if he gives a sneak in a bed, Madam Akemis? So here's the point. The point is, the first thing with this new invention, talking about Sapir, keeping ourselves shiny and clean, we don't take in new things because it's now available to us. We chew it over. Give it time. Let's see what this thing really is. Let's see the strength. Let's see the weaknesses. We know already some of the weaknesses, right? We had the exact same thing. I don't want to date myself, but 35 years ago, there was a thing called internet. It was a new thing. And everybody jumped into it right away. One of the things that I held myself, I was in postal then, and everybody spoke about you get cheap tickets. Tickets was a big deal on the internet. So that was the go for. It was before Amazon. Anybody remember that? Okay. Before the iPhone. I mean, just think how many things in our own lifetime we've been hit with. New. And I said to my friends, slow down. I had no idea. Just learning Torah. Slow down. You don't know where this thing is taking you. And we see. And everybody jumped in as this was the best thing since sliced bread. I'm high, yes, internet, you can get this, you find this out right away, you might have market. But what came with it? How much pain and how many children would we not have lost if we just went to this internet? Take it easy. Find out what it is, what's not. The iPhone came out. Oh, Machaya. Communication. First of all, it's called a phone. It's not a phone, it's a computer. And we wouldn't give it to our kids if we knew all the dangers it has. Now we're fighting, we feel so good that we are able to control it. And Baruch Hashem, we have our new businesses called Hayimoin. Hayimoin now is a whole bigger industry. Sends you an email every single day to tell you not to watch the iPhone. We were Hayimoin for 20 years ago, before we got hooked on this thing. Same thing with AI or anything that comes to us by way of new, the kosher way of doing it is saying, chew it over. Understand it. Seichel. Understand what is good and what's bad, and then make the move. I'm not saying you shouldn't just use AI. I'm not saying AI is bad or good. It doesn't make a difference. I don't know. I do say if it's new, the kosher sign of new in your house. So your kid comes in, my friend got this and this. Wonderful. What does it do for you? And maybe take a back seat and see what happens to people when they use it. What happens to people when they use this type of new thing? Are they getting better in Yiras Hashem or getting worse in Yiras Hashem? That's part of the chewing it over. The second sign of kosher food is split foot. And there's two nice lessons on this. One is simple and one is a little bit deeper, but it really wraps up the whole conversation in a good way. A split foot means, it's interesting, a kosher animal is not, like you take a non-kosher animal, take a cat, a bear, has a paw, horse has a hoof. It's solid on the ground. It's connected to the ground, full, boom, and it goes. A kosher animal is never fully connected to the ground. It's a little bit above. And the lesson is, yeah, we have, we're gashmos to good people. We have to have good food. We have to have good clothes, good houses, beautiful houses, but a little bit hecha. Don't be reishi v'rubi. Don't be totally immersed, connected with the dead that defines you. That's a sign. Of, well, the first sign of a kosher sign. How do you look at yourself? My midas. My midas is directing me to chew it over. Am I able to control my midas? That's a practical application of the svarta. Everybody talks of midas. I ain't midas ahead. What are you talking about? If you find yourself, you have the strength to wait a minute. Don't run it. Don't be a horse. You say something good, you run it. Take it easy. I have to be totally immersed in something. I have something nice. Is there something nicer? Wonderful. I'm happy what I have. I have to be totally immersed with it. And the second lesson on the kosher foot side is more in the serving Hashem, but I think it's an important lesson because this gives you a little bit of insight to who you are. Talk about nefesh. Who am I? So check yourself. When you find yourself doing a mitzvah, are you doing the mitzvah because you want to do it? Is the person doing it because he wants to do it? Because he likes it? Because that's his nature? Some people have more chesed, some people have more gvura. We talked about the different emotions. Yeah, some people that Hashem gives them a stronger dose of chesed, the isha chesed, from birth. Some people have more judgmental, they're more rigid, they have to have it like this. The pen has to be sitting on the table like this. And if it's not, the world came to an end. Some real people like that. So this type of person, so the mitzvah with Ava will do mitzvahs. The mitzvah of chesed goes easy for him. And the mitzvah of gvura, his mitzvah goes easy for him too. He likes this type of work. So a kosher sign is, a kosher animal has two, taka two, but he has both. He can serve Hashem mitzvah if it's chesed, if it takes a mid of chesed to get it done. He can do Hashem's mitzvah if it takes a mid of gvura to get it done. Because he is not into himself, he's into doing what Hashem wants him to do. That's a sign of a kosher animal. He's not only serving Hashem in the track. People get this mitzvah talks to me, this mitzvah doesn't talk to me. This is up my alley, not my alley. This is where I think, this is good for me. When we do a mitzvah, because Hashem wants us to do, then we can have the combination of chesed and gevura. It's the shalom imreimov. Sar shalmaim, Michol, and Gavriel. When they're standing in front of the Eivishter, they make shalom, it's the shalom imreimov. When they stand in front of the king, the Sashal Chesed, Sashal Gevura, both are bottled, they're doing what Eibushim wants. So that's a sign, when we catch ourselves, being able to do a mitzvah, even when it goes against our nature. We all have our own nature. Hashem creates each one of their nature, because that's the nature Hashem wants him to focus on, to emphasize. But not to say, I only serve Hashem here. When you find yourself being able to do more than your nature, that's a sign of a kosher animal.